Podtacular Customs and Collins, episode 88, for the week of November 6th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm the man who's going to take Ben and Jerry's title away from them for the best ice cream. Because I made the dopest, most innovative sundae ever known to man. Rocky Road ice cream with some Red Bull. I'm JVP.
Wow.
And I'm the man who has absolutely no follow-up to that. I'm LOA Revelation.
Man,
welcome
what's up,
to
LOA?
The show there.
What's up, LOL?
So, well, yeah. Mr. Fumo 360.
Oh yeah, man! Got me a 360. So thankful for the guys that that sprung for that, man. I'm telling you, of course. Now I'm like, they're like, "Where's Fumo at?" I don't know. I guess. Oh, he's playing Oblivion. Yeah.
Oh, he's playing Oblivion. Now, give us a quick update on your experience with your newly found toy.
Oh, let's see. Well, you know, I only have 12 games that are incompatible from my Xbox One to my Xbox 360, so I'm glad I kept my Xbox One. But yeah. I'm having a blast with the 360, and for those of you guys that contributed to that, I thank you so much. I know that it was kind of a secret thing, so not everybody was able to contribute because you guys are like, well, I didn't even hear about it anyway. But, you know, yeah. Hey. Some of you guys are like, whatever, I'm just listening to the show. I'm like...
And once again, give we, up, apologize like... to those. We apologize to those. We did not tell. It was nothing personal. It was just we were trying to keep the numbers minimal, so there was less of a chance of it leaking out.
Well, thanks, so, you guys, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
But real quick, I want to ask you a question. Do you think the 360 is worth the money?
Dude, why'd you have to ask me that?
Because I'm from TNT, I ask the questions.
Do I think it's great? Yes. Do I think it's worth the money yet? Honestly, no. But it will be. It will be. And I knew before it would be, eventually. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time. You know, like, I got all my list of issues with the 360. Like, I've had it crash twice on me so far, and I've only had it for a week. But
really?
No, actually, on Uno once it crashed on me, but that doesn't have a that's not as much of an issue because I can just restart it. It's, well, you know, that I have my list. You guys have heard it before, probably. But yeah. In any case, it's a great system, and I really appreciate it. And I'll tell you, man, it's definitely a more cohesive experience than the Xbox One as far as Xbox Live goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's something else, that's for sure. Yeah. Because you can actually. Everything is, the Xbox Live portion is actually separate from the game, which makes it a whole different deal, because like you can actually chat and exit a game and continue chatting, and you can you can open that private chat
at the same time.
Oh man, I mean, I stream music for my Mac, and I'm gonna listen to that while I'm playing playing a game or whatever. So it's really cool, man. It's really good. And with some of the games, I was able to get Dead Rising, Oblivion, and Graw. And I haven't even started hardly on Graw yet, but I got into Oblivion and Dead Rising and definitely enjoying those. So thanks again, you guys.
You got it, man. It was our pleasure.
Man. Okay.
So,
this is the Customs and Collins show. We're going to be reading the top few custom games people sent in. We're going to be playing back the Collins from our very own Captain Crunk, who's going to be narrating those, and it's definitely going to be some good stuff, so stay tuned for that. Also going to be covering some Tales from the Foxhole, which is Tales from Halo 2 Gamage, so some definitely good stuff there. And by the way, we're skipping the tip show for now, because, honestly, I think you guys are tipped out. I think there is enough tips in the past episodes to get you up to level whatever you want to get to. So,
yeah. Level 2 and keep you there.
Definitely.
All right, so, LOA, why don't you hit us off with the first one from Sticky Gerbils.
Actually, before we get to that, LOA, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and, like, what LOA is?
Yeah, actually,
LOA stands for Legion of the Apocalypse. You can find us online at xloax.com. Originally, when we formed as well, we formed as a clan around Halo 2 in the very beginning, we've since developed more into a gaming group who strictly plays games on Xbox and Xbox 360. In the beginning days, it was just a group of people that got together playing Halo 2, and we got sick and tired of always being modded and standbyed and lagged out, and we kind of got together to help report those people that were doing that against us. You know, we were the little crybabies who decided to, you know, tell mommy.
It's not fair, man. You cheated me out of my 31, you dirty.
Yeah. But since then, we started focusing more on a lot of the stuff that was happening over in the Middle East, oddly enough, the whole buildup of the pro gaming community. And I was pretty floored to see how huge it was over in places like Korea, where hundreds of thousands of people show up to watch people play video games. Are you nuts?
Really? And people don't know how to have fun.
I was just so drawn to that aspect of pro gaming. I was like, why isn't this taking off here in America? I mean, do we just not have the attention span for it? But slowly but surely, I mean, this was, you know, a year 2 years ago when I started, you know, hearing about this and reading into it. And of course, groups like Major League Gaming and Global Gaming League started up here in America and started having their events. I mean, of course, I think that MLG is probably the premier one, the one that's really going out there and doing a lot and blowing up and gets the most exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But we started really focusing in on that, and our attention and our focus kind of, you know, has gone in that direction. We have a decent sized roster of players. We actually participated in a couple of MLG tournaments in the 2006 Great. Season.
How'd you guys do?
Nothing to brag about. That was another eye opener. The level of attention and detail that goes into some of these pro teams is amazing. From coaches that have stopwatches and they're timing respawns on weapons and power-ups. Yep. I was blasted away. But again, that just made my desire that much stronger to get up there and compete with those, you know, those pro players. So, I mean, that's really what we're all about. We're focusing in on that. Not just Halo 2 or Halo 3, but we're trying to broaden our horizons to expand into other games as well.
Yeah, Gears of War.
But that's pretty much me. I kind of head it all up and all that good stuff with the help from people like you guys know Tally.
Yeah, and, Tally.
Tally. Tally, another one of our members, Carr, and Regulus One, they kind of all help out. And everyone's really involved, and everyone's focused in on the competitive aspect of gaming, and we're hoping to make our presence really known in 2007. We got a lot of good stuff coming up, and got a good sponsorship kind of locked in place. So
nice,
here we come.
Cool. And you can't reveal that sponsor at the moment, huh?
Actually, the sponsor is Extreme Gaming Arena. They're a new startup company. I'm familiar with the owner of said company, and his what he wants to set up with that company actually kind of mirrored our goals as well. It would be kind of like the online competitor to MLG. So instead of being having to go and travel around the United States to all these MLG events, be the same kind of thing, only you could sit on your couch from the comfort of your own home and still
get
a chance to win some major bucks. So, yeah. Of course, I wanted a piece of that, but then in talking with the owner of the XGA, we kind of put a deal together here and there, and as long as we live up to our end of the bargain, it'll really help us out big time. It'll put our teams out there, full expenses paid.
So wow, nice.
Don't have to worry about that. They just got to show up and win. Easier said than done when you look at some of those pro teams, but, I mean, those kids are good. You know, there's nothing that I dislike more than sitting down to a 12-year-old kid and getting a butt. You know?
Yeah, well, congratulations on getting that deal, man.
Thank you very much.
That's pretty sweet. But once again, I always say it's amazing how simple little game like Halo 2 can has expanded into like all these different ventures. I mean, look at what you guys are doing with these tournaments and getting sponsored, and you look at Team Final Boss.
Oh, with the, amazing!
I mean, them dudes are getting paid $250,000 from Major League Gaming just to play Halo 2
per year. That,
so
that is,
I mean,
amazing.
Come on, 19 years old. I mean,
I think the greatest thing about that is that those individuals that have those contracts, I almost wish that I could have been them when I was a kid. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you know what I'm saying. When my mom came up to me when I was like 8 years old playing, you know, what was it? I don't even think Nintendo was out at that point, but she's like, "You're never gonna amount to anything playing all that video games." You know, it's exactly. Like, well, mom, check out this $250,000 check. Whack.
Oh, in your face.
Remember that commercial? I don't know if you guys ever seen it. It was always on G4 TV, and it was two dudes talking, and the guy goes, "Man, I never thought I'd be working, making my own video games." And the other guy goes, "And my mother said I would never get anywhere playing these video games." And I always use that now, like that corny line. I mean, it was so well acted out. I mean, it made me cry.
It's the same kind of thing. And thankfully, I mean, developers like Bungie kind of had the foresight to put the actual components in the game Halo 2 to make it a competitive title to be able to hook up via, you know, box-to-box LAN. Because you rarely see that in any of the games that are developed where, you know, it would even work for to be a competitive title. But Bungie had the foresight, and thankfully enough, you know, companies
that's
like
why
MLG
they,
and stuff pushed it
they
forward.
Have that's why they have separated themselves from the rest.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, so.
Here's hoping Halo 3 is just as good, man. If not better,
yeah, I'm sure
it
will
be better.
I think it's only
going to
be.
It will be.
It's only going to be better. I mean, it kind of goes off that whole thing with gaming. I mean, so many games these days run off the Unreal 3 engine simply because it works. If it's not broken, mm-hmm. You know, why try to fix it? I think Bungie's going to keep the same mentality, and when, you know, Halo 3 finally drops and we see what new kind of goodies are in there for us. I don't think the things that have worked for them thus far, I don't think they're going to scrap.
The man cannon.
that piques my interest a little bit. I'm kind of curious about what those guys are thinking about over there. But
well, I heard that you can actually shoot an individual with this cannon into the air or a vehicle. So it's going to add a lot of different elements into gameplay. So
throw me over the wall, go.
Yeah,
go,
imagine
go.
Though. Imagine having these, like, you know, you create a custom game and you're like, all right, the guy who snipes 10 dudes, you know, out of midair, you know, or something.
Or can so, you just imagine having a flag in a CTF game and saying, okay, shoot me back to the base.
How about me? And then you snipe him midair and the flag just keeps flying.
Oh man.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. But
dangerous.
Yeah, sweet. I mean, real quick, Fumo, since you weren't in the last show, you went looking for the Ark again. We did discuss the new information that came out from that was leaked from the magazine, the Swedish magazine. And there was we were talking about the three different additions that were going to come out for Halo 3. And there's some pricing out now.
Yeah.
The regular edition is going to be $59.99, which baffles me a little bit because I guess it's not a Microsoft Studio game, so they always said first-party games would be $49.95 or $99, whatever. Then they're going to have a collector's edition, which is $69.99. And then the one that I will be hoping to get, I don't know, maybe as a gift from KP or Frankie, I don't know.
There you go.
It's called the Halo 3 Legendary Edition, which comes packed into a Halo Spartan, whatever you call that Mark V helmet replica.
Molnar. I think that's how you pronounce it on that.
Yeah, Molnar. And that's going to sell for a small price of $99.99.
I'm all
over. And it will be. They also say it will. Include behind the scenes at Studio Bungie Studios, new insights into the Halo universe and the making of Halo 3, special high-res collections of all cinematic cinematics from Halo 1 and 2 with director's commentary and community content from our boys from Red vs. Blue, The Spartan Life, and exclusive gamer tiles and themes. And each unit will be serialized for added individuality and collectability. So,
now,
GameSpot.
You know what would sweeten that pot pretty good? Throw a couple episodes of Podtacular in there and done deal.
Exactly.
You got my $99. You know what I mean?
There you go.
It's Bud. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, we've interviewed guys from Red vs. Blue and The Spartan Life, so I mean, it's good to see them there, you know. I mean, everybody knows about Red vs. Blue, but The Spartan Life, you know, they started out small, and look at that, now they're coming in a special edition, legendary edition of Halo 3. Congrats to them.
I'm telling you, man.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, so
they do pretty good. They definitely are up on par with Red vs. Blue, if not, I mean, they're really close with that. I really like the, you know, in general, the quality of the show and just how funny it is. I mean, it's a great show, man.
Yeah. It's definitely, I mean, Red vs. Blue has this, you know, creative edge as well. But just the way they did it, the talk show, you know, based off the Halo 2 game. I mean, it's hilarious, man. And Solid Gold,
Elite Dancers.
Elites.
They're good, man. They don't mess around.
So
I think it's killer to see the game developer actually embracing those people mm-hmm. and stuff like that in their game package like that. I think that's just awesome.
Well, yeah. Testament to Bungie, you know. They listen to their fans and they appreciate the way that we all keep, you know, their game, you know, we keep it at the number one spot of Xbox Live. So,
yeah,
I guess that's their way of repaying, you know, some of us.
We appreciate them, definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Bungie.
All right, so let's keep going.
Moving on. Okay, who wants to start it off?
Right, so, let's let Revelation.
This game is called Blind Special Mice. First rule is to turn off your radar. Second rule is to pick any small map. So I'm thinking he's probably talking about small maps like
Lockout.
Yeah, Lockout. Midship.
Warlock.
Midship. The third is to... Now, this is interesting. I've never tried anything like this. Third, tint your TV screen. Welding goggles will work as well for those who aren't fully committed to this game type yet. Now, I'm going to try this simply based on that. I am going to go get my welding goggles. I'll be like, yeah.
You have welding goggles?
If you use a number 10.
I can pretend I do. And then
I was going to say, man, let me go check.
I think it's more manly if I just say, yes, I got welding goggles. I do things all day.
Let me go get my spare pair of welding goggles that I keep in the junk drawer.
You know, bust out my MIG welder. I welded my 360 to my wall.
Number 10 lens for anything under 200 degrees.
You know what you're doing there, JVV, man.
I was just going to say, okay, I'm not going to try to BS anymore. You obviously know more than I do.
Well, you know, it's part of the trade, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Elevators.
When you welding elevators together, you know.
Yeah, we got to weld. We have to. We do carpentry, mason, steel.
Dang,
we do
man.
It all.
Yep. And here's where this game actually gets really interesting. Fourth, play entire game with one hand. Okay. But his fifth rule, this is the best. Duct tape lower lip to chin and let your drool flow freely. Now you know, this is one of those games where it has to be videotaped. We just have to get
a
video podcast of this. Just like, you know, here's how you play instructional video.
Rule number six.
I love it. First player to 5 kills wins the match. He puts a PS in here. You know you need Halo 3 when you're bored enough to try Blind Special Mice. Ain't that the truth, though?
Thank you, Sticky Dribble. That was awesome, dude.
Much obliged.
I could just picture that. A bunch of people just their bottom lip taped up with duct tape, which hurts a lot.
Oh, I'm going to try this. I'm
trying to
you
get
know somebody's definitely going to try it, man. They're like, duct tape. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I could see plenty of people trying that. Oh, man. The
okay.
next one we have on our list is Link. And Link, this one is... I picked him because this guy knows what he's talking about. And here, this is what he says. He goes, hey, this is Link, a.k.a. Link the Spartan. Here again. Okay, he goes, here's... Wait. Okay, here's what the best custom ever... All right, he's saying this is the best custom ever besides Team Bubble Bath. He goes, it's my world-famous crazy retard king. Yeah, this is from Team King of the Hill with random weapons. It's best played on a small map like Midship. The hills move every minute. There's no radar, no weapons on the map. This game often becomes straight-up war and multi-kill heaven, especially with two teams. It's quite tactical, however, as both teams need to kill each other as quickly as possible and hold the best spots to watch for enemy spawnings 3 seconds later. If there's any option I'm missing, just think of the dumbest or most random choice and go with it. Trust me, it's a blast. And if you all have, if all of you have is a bunch of jerks who only want to play MLG all day in your custom, this gets rid of them ASAP. Thanks, and please read this. Yeah. Thank you, Link. I mean, just the mention of Team Bubble Bath puts you in my good graces. But yeah, there's a lot of variations of Team Crazy King of the Hill. And what's the one that we played Bungie in? That was real close.
Oh man, let's see. We had
Team Crazy. Wow.
Well, we had. Okay. Let's see. It was.
The first match. That we
it was the oddball seconds. Game. It was no, it wasn't oddball. It was.
King of the Hill, but it was.
Oh my gosh.
Lowest
Jeez.
Man had.
Lowball Hill. I call it Lowball Hill,
yeah,
but it's Low Hill.
Low Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez, man. I haven't played Low Hill in a while.
That's because
I do play Halo at least once a week, though. So you guys know that I'm not like just like talking about it, and not even playing it. So
yeah, yeah. I haven't been on about maybe 2 weeks. I have Splinter Cell. I have a GameFly account. I got the Godfather, which I played before, and I rented it so I could finish.
You're so fired.
I've had a few games that you know I haven't had a chance to get on Halo 2. But.
Oh man, come on. Okay, moving on to one from. Let's see, got one from Council Elite, who says, "Let's see, he sent one in called Chicken, which is really simple. Basically, how long can you stay on the tracks before you chicken out? Hear the train, it's coming. Players stay on the tracks on terminal." That's pretty awesome. Of course, you can't really measure it, but you gotta like jump off the tracks at like just the right time.
Dude, there's been plenty of times where I thought to myself, "Okay, here comes the train. I'm gonna jump at the last second. Boom! I'm flying like in the air, 100 feet.
You didn't kill by the Guardian.
Yeah, really.
Comes at you like at it.
I think the Guardians drive the train, dude. I think that's what's going on.
This is when you can't even see it. You're just walking, and you're like, doo-doo-doo, and then the next time, wham, you're flying. You're like, what happened? I didn't see anything.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, I have a lot of fun with that train. Sometimes I just play a custom game by myself, stand in front of it, talk dirty to the train, romance it.
Your wife's like, what are you doing?
That's when you need to get put the controller down.
Honey. Yeah, right.
Put the controller down, honey. I'm gonna call your doctor right now.
I better.
I hate the train.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. We have one more, right?
Okay. Yeah. The other one was called What is the other one he put there? Be careful of the stinger. Okay, I'll read that one. Console Elite, he also put down custom number 2, which is called Be Careful of the Stinger. Its mode is Slayer. Players recommended 4-16. Map Coagulation or Containment. Primary weapon, pistol, plasma pistol, secondary none. No grenades, no weapons on map, no shields, no camo, no overshield, and no time limit. One scorpion, one plasma pistol. One scorpion, only plasma pistols. Players must work together to destroy the enemy tank. Best map for this is Coagulation.
Sweet.
That sounds like fun.
That sounds very interesting. With only plasma pistols.
Everybody plasma beat pistols. The tank.
Beat him, do it. Remember I said I'd kill you last. I lied.
You liar.
Liar.
Yeah, that's like our weekly Arnold Schwarzenegger quote.
It's always a new one every time. Dude, I gotta like look up like all the old ones, man, so we can have like more in the queue. So we can like
I know, man.
I'm gonna like spread them out all over the shows, man.
Stop whining. Alright, so we got some custom call-ins with Captain Crunk there.
Woo!
Right, Fumo?
Yeah, it's about that time, and we're gonna be playing some customs and call-ins, or of course the Collins portion of the Customs of Collins with Captain Crunk, narrated by Captain Crunk, and let's get started on that one.
Groovy.
Hey, what's up? It's Captain Crunk. I'm back, and I've got a bit of a cold this week, so I'm going to keep myself quiet and let you guys do the speaking. So first, let's get into, we've got a voicemail from a new listener and a secret admirer. All right, let's check this out. What do we got?
Hey, guys, this is Paisley Fanatic. A little bit newer to Podtacular, but just want to introduce myself to everybody, JVB, Puma Jive, and everybody else out there. So, I'm at my home right now and just bored, so thought I'd call in. And later, send me a friend request to Paisley Fanatic. Holla back, guys. See ya. Later.
Hi, Podtacular. I love you guys so much. Fumo Jive is a very sexy man. You and JVB have deep, manly voices that I love, and that's why I listen to your podcast. Just want to say, I listen to Podtacular.
Okay, man. See ya. Don't want to be ya.
Hey, this is a Beasting.
Hey, what's that?
I wanted to give you a little tale
music
from the Una Foxhole.
What song is that?
I was.
I can't quite hear.
On a map, I can't remember which one it was. I was looking around and this guy was like, "Hey, come over here." So I was like,
"Maybe you
okay,
want to play
I'll
the
come
song."
Come over
though.
Here, just don't do anything. So I went over there and he, quote unquote, whipped out his sword.
Right.
And lunged. And I was like, not in my house. And
yeah, I mean,
moved
cool.
to the right. And
I really don't
want to
hear
me.
That, though.
I hit him once.
I want to hear the song.
But while
let's
he
hear the song. Just for a second.
By me. And
come on.
That's
what you want us to hear, right?
Didn't sit well with him.
Let's hear it.
And he started running towards me. So I was like, oh, I got to do something quick. So I just pulled a 180 on him and, started walking towards him. I didn't do the thing he expected, and so I started walking towards him.
Right.
And but I died, so it didn't work out. I can't remember what else happened. So,
okay.
Because
it was a great
I'll
story.
For,
I like the song though.
Custom call-in show that you guys do.
Okay, dude. Later, Beastine.
Bye.
Bye. I'm just messing with you, dude. Don't take it personal. All right, some more tales from the foxhole.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Dark Phoenix. Now, you know, I just wanted to tell you a tale from the foxhole. Okay. I play Multiflag CTF, and we have a tie game, and we're doing a sudden death game, and the other team has the flag, and they're going right on foot, and I'm in the race, and I start ramming at him. He drops the flag and throws plasma grenades on my race. It blows up, launches the flag across the map, landing inside of our base, returning the flag into the blue base, which was pretty weird. Good thing we won. That's pretty much all. Keep fragging monkeys.
Hey, Potacular, this is Dasani, and I have a tell from a foxhole. So, MWK sure shot, and we're playing Team Snipes on his other account, Team Snipers on Ascension. And the game just started, and we're chilling out on top of the big tower looking around. And Sure Shot gets a kill frenzy, and I steal his Killtrocity and Kilimanjaro. And he got really pissed at me, but I want to say that he's wicked good at sniping. So when you're playing Team Slayer with him, don't let him get sniped. So that's my tale from the foxhole of the Kilimanjaro that could have been. So, yeah.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Later.
Well.
Okay, I got it. All good.
The end button on my phone doesn't seem to be working.
Okay. Bye.
Hi, this is Downskated from This Spartan Life. I am a new member of Podtacular Community. I joined by the suggestion of Burnt Gamer, but I'm not here to talk about how I joined Podtacular. I'm here to talk about my tale from the foxhole. Me and five friends from This Spartan Life decided that we would try to win in newer ways. So we decided that we would win by Superside. I'll explain what Superside is in a minute. So to get ready, we all become all of elites, and we turn our voice masks on. We went to unranked big team battle. When we hit stage 2, we were total jerks. We all were screaming, singing, and doing the stuff you really shouldn't do in the waiting room. So as soon as the battle started, we all turned our handicaps to severe and aimed down. Now, the point of a superside is to kill yourself as many times as you can before the game ends. So we all throw grenades at our feet, so our maker we meet. Our two teammates who weren't in on the super side at first thought the other team was modding, which I hate to say, we told them what we were really doing. And they called us every single bad word in the English language and several in French, I think. And left not long after, still cursing like sailors. So as we continued, the other team was quitting like a supermodel quits eating food. The whole other team quit. We won with the impressive score of -143-32.
Chipmunk.
P.S. Is Brent Gamer a good person to act like? This is Downskated out.
Alright, later dude. Fix that.
Hey, Bontekly, I got a tell from the foxhole for Halo 1. And my friends were playing Halo 1 the other day, and we're just, you know, chilling. Yeah, hang in mind, can't put any other level too hard. But so that ledge right away, the base, me and my friend jumped off it, and we were airballing the sickest thing. He had a rock launcher and a sniper, and he shot his rock launcher, and ducked in midair, sniped him in the foot, and then his sister, we didn't know, but she plugged in her wireless controller, and she turned it on, and we didn't know it, and she signed in, and she's sitting on the couch, and we... I think she's watching, but we land, she assassinates both of us, and we go to bed crying like little bitches. Okay, well, this has been Faye JK. Peace.
Yeah, what's up, Podtacular? This is Flipperax2401. I have a couple tales from the foxholes for you guys. Some tales from the foxholes. So, picture this. Team Lockout. We're down, you know, on the suicide run in between the bottom VR and the bottom sniper towers. And so I'm crouching in trying to get some nice kills. And I see one guy You know, it's the bottom sniper, and I see him looking out, trying to shoot us. And right when I shoot, I move my crosshair, and, like, coincidentally, it was so crazy, just three other guys died. Because I shot, two of them spawned right where I was shooting, and I got a triple kill with one BR shot on Lockout. It was pretty sweet. So there's one of them. That was like my first ever triple kill with one BR shot. The second one, one day I was walking through Germany and I had my BR with me and I had a couple friends. It's sniper, rockets, SMG, you know, BRs. We were ready to go. And then we saw a German plane overhead and we jumped in a foxhole. And from the foxhole, I have a tale about courage and depravity and human loss and sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
Five of the men died, and I really can't talk about it anymore, but
oh.
It was a real foxhole.
Okay.
No, I got one more story about a foxhole for you guys. One day, me and my friend Carball were walking around the woods, and we saw a fox. And we followed it, because it was like a tiny little fox, and so we're like, well, he can't eat us, right? And we went to the foxhole, that, like, the fox den that he was in, and we got in the foxhole,
uh-huh.
And we fell down through the foxhole all the way to Wonderland.
Uh-huh.
And we met a pot-smoking caterpillar and stuff.
Wow.
It was really sweet. Okay, anyways, have a good day, Potacular. See ya.
Okay, dude. Lay off the drugs.
Hey, what's up, Potacular? It's Naval Whisperer calling from the great state of Texas. You know, I have a tale from the foxhole. I was playing on Zanzibar, and I'm just messing around on the wheel, and I jump off the wheel towards the base, not away from the feed wall, towards the base with a sniper, and the game, like, lagged really bad. And so we went into blue screen. I guess somebody, like, quit or something. And we go into blue screen, and I come back, and I'm stuck in midair. And, like, I'm able to walk around, but, like, I can't get down, and, like, some people keep trying to shoot at me, and they can't hit me. Like, I sit there and have people shoot rockets at me and try to stick with grenades, and, like, the grenades would, like, bounce off me, or they would go right through me. And, like, I was able to kill them, though, so it was pretty awesome. But I soon ran out of ammo, and I was out of grenades. And, like, when I tried to quit, it wouldn't let me quit, so I just had to go turn off my Xbox. That, and I'm also representing another game called Silk Road Online. Come check it out sometime. It's like RPG, MMORPG on the computer, and it's awesome. We have like over 100 guys in a guild. That's what they call them, not clans, but guilds over there that play Halo 2, and we just kind of, you know, use Xbox Live to chat, and, you know, so it's pretty tight. You get to have the best of two good worlds, two good games. It's free, totally free, so, you know, send me a friend request also for Naval Whisper, because I do my own video recording and video movie making, so, you know, maybe I can help out with Pod TV, because I haven't seen any of that recently, and I'd like to see some more of that, so keep on fragging trucks.
Alright, well, Pod TV just came out with another one, so check it out.
Hey guys, this is Bawan. I have some more tips. If you have both the sword and the shotgun, you should probably stay away from anybody that has a sniper, or for that matter, anybody that's better than yours that can kill you. Well, people that know, you know, can easily kill you. And then if somebody has a sword and a shotgun, and they're trying to stay away from you, try to get the sniper, noob combo, anything that'll work to kill them. Once they die, don't take both, because just don't. Just take the sword, and just take one or the other, the sword or the shotgun. Or I suggest not leaving both on the ground, like let your ally have one or the other. But that was it. See you guys later.
Hey, this is BCW81 here. I have a good tip for you guys. The plasma rifles, if you wield them, dual wield them, they're much better than any single weapon. Plus, they can probably do more damage than dual SMGs. So try the dual plasma rifles. And same with the needlers. Don't just ditch the weapons because they're Covenant. Well, see you guys.
All right, man. Thanks for the tips. I've got a couple of too much Halo jokes.
Hey, this is Elkman90210. I've got a You Know You Play Too Much Halo joke, so... You know you play too much Halo if you're camping and when your friends are there, and he gets you mad and you tell your other friend, let's go over there and betray him. Thanks.
Betray him? I don't know, man. You should be nice. You should cuddle instead. Yeah.
What's up, Podtacular? It's me, Juice57. Your favorite juice, man. I just got a little, You Know You Play Too Much Halo 2. When? So, you know you play too much Halo 2 when you're out hunting with your family and two people hit a bird with a shotgun. The other person misses and you stand up and yell, the bird's one shot. Well, this happened to me last weekend and yeah, I didn't talk to anybody for the rest of the day. I felt pretty, pretty too much Halo 2-ish. And I was going to call you guys from out there, but I didn't have cell service and I just got home. Yeah. Well, don't yell at birds and tell them they're one shot, because you know you play too much Halo 2 if you do that. So keep on fragging trucks and quit being noobs and don't yell one shot at birds. See ya.
Alright. Happy hunting, man. You no scope that bird. All right. Here's something about those scans from last week.
Hey, Podtacular, it's calling from my... I was looking at those scans that were on the internet, and everyone was wondering if it was going to be like the assault rifle or the battle rifle or whatever. And I was looking at the scans, and I'd been thinking about it. And then I looked at it again, and I saw one of the Spartans. One was in the air, and it had an assault rifle, and then the one shooting at it actually was holding a battle rifle. So, yeah, if what the scans actually makes it in the game, the battle rifle will be in there because it's... I saw the battle rifle in the scan, if those scans are true and not fake. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we talked about that, and yeah, we're going to have battle rifles and assault rifles and SMGs, I'm sure. So, long live the assault rifle. All right.
As you guys can probably hear, I'm now at MLG New York. I just wanted to tell you it is sick, and you should check out the footage on November 11th on USA. You check it out. It'll be sick. Bye. Scotty FN North. Bye.
Yeah, that's something. Don't forget, USA Network, November 11th. Check your listings for times, but that should be pretty awesome, man. Everybody check it out.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Dark Phoenix 99. And just like an interesting question for you. What happens, well, you know that people have, so many people have Xbox 360 and a lot more people have Xbox. What are they going to do when Halo 3 comes out with people who don't have Xbox 360? Do you think they're going to have an extra Xbox One? Email me on MSN.
Well,
see ya.
I'll just tell you right now, if you don't have a 360, then you're going to be out of luck, man. That's, it's not a matter of what are they going to do for you. It's what are you going to do for yourself, man. Time to start saving up. $400. Or you can just get the core. You know, you kind of go a little soft, but that's all right. So, speaking of somebody who needs money.
What's up, Podtacular? This is midnight. And I'm just sitting here at school and I'm bored. And so I thought I'd call you and tell you that I love your podcast. You guys are awesome. And also, I am trying to sell my Pontiac Solstice, which is this cool dark green color that totally reminds me of Halo every time I look at it. And it kind of looks like a Puma. So, yeah, anybody who knows what those things look like knows they're really cool. And so anybody wants to maybe hook up and buy it, send me a message or something on podtacular.com. My gamer tag is midnight, mid number 7, night. Keep on fragging trucks.
All right, man. Thanks for the tip. That is a sweet little ride you got, man. Sorry you got to get rid of it, but anybody needs a ride, anybody's got some money, check this dude out, man. There's pictures on the site, too, and looks pretty nice. All right.
Hey, this is Dinkin Cobra. Just would like to give a shout-out to all those
people in the arts and signature section.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those guys and girls. Yeah, there's girls too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fun in there. So, making signatures is fun.
Art is
fun. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm playing Halo right now, and it's pretty fun. I'm about to play with the Crazy Penguin. You know, he's pretty cool. Yeah. So, bye.
All right, man. I'll catch you later. I've got to wrap this thing up because I am feeling pretty bad. But I'm here for you guys, sticking it out. We've got one last thing to bring to you, and we can thank Clutch 27 for his little vocal talent and how, well, you'll just have to see. I don't have this song, Clutch. Sorry, dude. And I wasn't going to buy it, so we'll just have to deal with a little remix. How about that?
What's up, Podtac? This is Clutch 27. My new comedic release, I am doing Barbie Girl by Aqua. And while I'm here, I want to do a shout out to all my friends, the IRC, chatting it up. And yes, I was the one that sung that last Christina Aguilera song on episode 85. So here we go with the next one, Barbie Girl by Aqua. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
Wanna go for a ride?
Sure, Ken. I'm a body girl in the body world. Life's fantastic, it's fantastic.
Yeehaw!
You can brush my hair, I'm sexy everywhere. And that's your name.
All right. Let's just wrap this thing up, man. You can listen to it if you want in the background. This is Podtacular Voicemails. Captain Crunk signing off for this episode. We'll catch you next time. If you want to send in your own voicemails, call us up. Leave a message, 206-888-HALO. And keep them short, keep them simple. And we'll get them on if we can. We've only got so much time, so I know we leave some out sometimes, but you guys are always welcome to call and, you know, say nice things. All right, guys. Check you guys later.
All right, y'all. That's it for now. I'll be back in a few for the next one.
Okay, so I hope you guys enjoy that. Feel free to call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a voice message yourself. We play those back once every 3 or 4 weeks on the Customs and Call-In show.
Nice. Good job, Captain Crunk.
Woo!
We got some tales from the foxhole.
You can't beat the beat.
I need a nurse! No, a female nurse!
It's time for Tales from the Foxhole.
I need to change my pants again.
Which is one of my favorite segments. And it's stories that you've come across while playing Halo 2 on Xbox Live. And here we have one from Ma. But this time he's 1234. Last time he was Ball 123. Are you guys reproducing? We're going to see 12345 next week. Mystery remains unanswered. Anyway, he goes, this is Ball 1234, and I have a tip for staying at a level 30 and up. So he goes, I'm not there now because I like de-ranking myself so I can poo noobs.
Oh, you suck, Ball.
We don't condone de-leveling, Ball.
Dude, we hate your guts, man. That.
And, you know, I'm quite embarrassed because, you know, Ball, I kind of like you.
I'm now looking for Ball on Xbox Live. You're mine.
Anyway, so he goes, when in close combat, never stop moving. Try to get as far away as you can unless the other person has the sniper or something that can hit you from long range. Get as far away as you can and throw grenades. Sure enough, you do plenty of damage. So when you get close enough, you can easily own them. See you guys later. Hey, Ball, next time I see you on live, or next time I read a custom or a tip, whatever, make sure you're a level 35. Rank up, buddy. Stop de-ranking.
Yeah, really, man. Hey, any of you guys seen Ball, man? Take him out. Take him out bad.
Coming for you, Ball. Coming for you, Ball.
We're coming for you.
Yeah. Once again, we don't condone the
dude. D ranking sucks, man. These guys are losers. Boss, seriously, man. Yeah. I am like putting you down explicitly right now because you suck. I'm telling you, man. D rankers suck.
Redeem yourself next week, Boss.
And any of you guys that are D rankers, feel free to send us your gamer tag so we can look out for you too. Because we'll freaking own you, man, and keep you down at level one or two.
I'm going to have like a special like bounty section on Podtacular.
Yeah, man.
The bounty section. That's a great idea, dude.
These jerks must die. Bring in their heads for a prize.
Yeah, really? Dude, oh, now we're going to have like people deranking just to get to the derankers, and that's just wrong, man.
I'm a deranker, too.
It's like, wait a minute.
Hi, I'm Ba, and I'm a deranker.
Hi, Ba.
Hi, Ba.
Okay, on to...
up for 2 weeks now.
Yay!
We're here for you, Ba.
We love you, man.
Derankers.
D-A.
My DAA meeting, dude.
Gotta go, man. It's 7 o'clock. Halo.
I got a meeting to go to, man. I'm doing so good. I can't get off track now.
Yeah, I gotta call my sponsor. I'm feeling it, man.
Dude, you want a D-rank? Oh, man.
No. I gotta call my sponsor. I'm feeling it.
Fumo. Fumo, help me.
I'll help you, man. Just relax. Oh. Relax. Come on.
Oh, man.
It's gonna be all right. Okay, on to... Zorus777. Oh, man. Who says, everybody know about the new game types in Team Carnage. Okay. So one day, me and my friend, Deathseeker, went into a Team Carnage game called Showers, or something like that. For those who don't know, this is how you play it. The weapons you spawn with are a Sentinel Beam and a Needler. So there are no weapons on map, normal shields, and you do have radar. So my friend and I went in and we were getting our asses whooped. The score was 30-9 when the other four guys in our team quit. Dude, freaking quitters. This is where me and Death had a huge comeback. The other team got incredibly pissed at us because the end score was 50-35. And for those bad at math, that means we got a comeback of 41 points, but they only got 5. Okay, thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. The funniest part was that while... we were in the post-game Carnage report. They tried to trash-talk us, but couldn't because of how badly they got beaten. And it's extremely hard to pronounce my name. Keep on fragging trucks.
I know, right? Zerus. Yeah.
You suck, Zerbejizus.
Oh, that's the bad. We get that
Xerox.
Games and the matchmaking and... you know, you do something like this, you pull off an incredible comeback and they're like, hey, you guys suck.
Yeah, who only kidding? Who only kidding, man? We let you win. Or the usual.
My team sucks, dude. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Then his own team cursed him out. That's the best.
Yeah, really. Man. Well, you weren't doing anything either, loser.
I'm supposed to watch my back, man.
Come here. Okay, let's go to Holland 2.
Lower you up, man. Hello.
Halo 2 says, one day on turf of snipers, I was back on the ramps near the garage.
It's a new map, turf of snipers.
One day on turf of snipers. I just got... that'd be a cool map. Hey, Bungie, if you're listening, why don't you include this map on Halo 3? Turf of Snipers.
There's turf, and there's turf of snipers.
He says he was back on the ramps near the garage, and he and his partner threw 2 grenades each, which caused smoke. Then I took my sniper and randomly shot 4 shots, then followed herd double kill. I'm having a problem reading this, fellas. Triple kill, kiltacular. So yeah, 4 people in smoke sniped down without using a scope. Okay, this is Halo 2. Add me if you please. I get it. So he's trying to say that they threw a couple of grenades that caused a little smoke effect, and he pulled off some sweet no scoping.
Sweet.
That's nice.
That's pretty impressive there.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too. You have to teach me how to do that, man. We got a Silent Wolf 666. He goes, okay, well, I was playing, and there was this hilarious noob who was like, all like, I'm playing nothing but my Gandhi slippers. Fumo. Fumo.
Dude, that's what I play in, man. What?
I couldn't believe it. Then I heard his mom in the background saying, oh, God, honey, at least put a robe on. Ah. That was the weirdest note ever.
Dude, I gotta meet this noob, man. What's going on?
Oh,
he's like me.
Because we all know Fumo and his Gandhi slippers, so. Oh, that was pretty good.
Wow, you must know me. Okay, on to MindFreak61. He says, okay, so I'm playing on Team Slayer with my neighbor. We enter a game at Warlock, and there's a tank spawn killing us. We were pretty sure it was mods. We were super pissed and got deranked. In the post-game lobby, we found out his name, and then he lives by us. Okay. We look it up on the yellow pages. He lives one street away from me. We go to his house and ask him if he is so-and-so gamertag. He says yes, so to get revenge... What? We burn him on a stake? Okay. That's freaky,
aww,
dude.
Aw, come on.
What?
You know what?
That's, dude, that's Halloween like was Tuesday.
I almost believed you until the last part, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
like
funny,
the ultimate
like...
dream, though, when you go into like a match and you know, and you get... You're having a few good games, you're ranking up, then all of a sudden, boom, that, you know, that dreaded game with modders comes. And that's just like the ultimate dream. You wish you could just find out who he is.
Yep.
Just like go next door and pull that little 12-year-old kid out of his house and just beat him.
Yeah, man.
I didn't say that
beat
on here.
Senseless.
You didn't say that,
one,
did you?
I remember one time in Rainbow Six, this dude was like, dude, give me your address and your all your information. I'll go to New York. And I'll freaking slap you in the face.
It's like, oh, that's a great idea,
please,
man.
Dude. Like, please, dude. I'll even text message. I'll send it to you on Xbox Live, and everybody is telling him, dude, you sure you want to do that? He's like, ah, please, I'll freaking bring it back.
Dude, you would freaking smack anybody down to the ground, man. I'm telling you. Like, if you guys ever seen a picture of JVB, man, you do not want to mess with JVB in person. Don't want to meet him in Dark Alley, man.
Except if you bring me a poodle, then that's my weakness. You know, I get a little sensitive and start crying.
Or you find a bubble bath. In good shape.
Yeah, if you have like a pickup truck with a bubble bath in the back.
Yeah. Dude, it's all good.
I'm all there.
All that modding is like out the window. Forget it.
Oh,
man. Okay.
This next one's actually great. He's got like the actual date in here and stuff.
Go for it, man.
Man, he must have like a notebook and he documents every game he plays.
Halo 2 Diary for October.
My Halo 2 Diary.
That's better than the 360 blog. It's my Halo Diary. Fat Stuff sends in that this is a true story that actually happened. On Tuesday, October 17th, when I had no Xbox Live for the whole day, it really got me thinking. Hey, I wonder what the updates will be. So that night on the 17th, I went to bed. I thought about these updates even more. When I fell asleep, I had a dream that I signed into Halo 2. I'm going to pause for a minute and just say, when you are having dreams about Halo 2 and the updates that are going
to
happen,
you are playing
too
much.
Step away from your Xbox.
You need to get a life, dude.
I could picture him. I could picture Fat Stuff like with a pillow, with a Master Chief pillow, holding it and going, I wonder what the update's gonna be. And then all of a sudden he dozes off and it like
mumbling
a
updates.
Dream comes
up.
Fat Stuff, yeah, man, you're just asking for it. I mean, your name is Fat Stuff and you're talking about falling asleep and having a dream about Halo 2 and Xbox Live, dude. You're like, please.
Down the beach holding hands. Silently whispering in each other's ears.
Oh, drops keep falling on my head.
Will you marry me?
He goes on to say, when I looked at my friends list, I hit the X button to send a message to all friends. When the little options box came up, I saw something new. There was a button that said Podtacular on it. I clicked the button, and it was a rating system for Podtacular clans to give you a rating on how active you were. The best part is when I woke up, I thought it was true. That is until I signed on to Halo 2, only to realize it wasn't.
Bam.
Now that is actually
not a bad idea.
We need, so you guys need to talk to Jeff about this.
Okay, yeah. So let me get this straight. He goes to sleep. Okay, he's playing Halo 2, and right when he finishes Halo 2, he goes to sleep. And then he dreams about Halo 2 and Xbox Live. And he wakes up. And Podtacular. And he wakes up, and as soon as he wakes up, he gets on Xbox Live.
I told
the minute he wakes up, boom, I gotta get on Xbox Live to see if this is true.
I need it, man.
I gotta know. Wow. I just want to make
time
sure.
For school. Mommy, hold on. I want to see what the update is.
Hang on. I gotta check my friends list, see if I have any messages. Okay.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Thank you, Fat Stuff.
Much obliged, man. Please send us more. Please, we want to know. Seriously.
Don't be scrooged by our laughter.
Seriously, dude. We want to know more.
It's called tough love.
We love you, man.
Anyway, okay. Madcap Conquer. He says, hey, it's Madcap Conquer.
What's up?
Okay, how you doing? And I have a tale from the foxhole. Okay, I was playing snipers on Colossus. I sniped a guy right out of the teleporter. He was right about to land on the platform, right when I killed him. Another guy popped out, and I capped him right in the head. I turned around, and there was a guy with a beam rifle shooting at me. So I crouched, shot him in the head. Triple kill. Then I randomly threw a grenade. I know, it sounds impossible, but it landed right on the top of the teleporter, and I killed my bro. 4 kills.
Wow.
Sweet. Man, good thing he only came at you with a beam rifle. Them things will do anything.
And then he woke up and realized it was a dream and checked his Xbox Live account.
That's going to stay stuck in my head. I'm not going to be able to get that
one. No, man. That's hardcore, man. Fat Stuff, you are hardcore.
Oh, man. I mean, lately, all I've been dreaming about was building eco elevators, and he's dreaming about Halo 2. I thought I was going bonkers.
Hey, everybody's got a passion, man. That's his.
No, but, I mean, not for nothing. When I first started playing Halo 2, I had dreams about it, about, you know, the single-player mission.
Wow.
But not about an update, you know. You dream about, you know, like, the maps you just finished playing, blah, 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 but wow.
Really? Honestly, yeah. I've never dreamed about Halo 2, but that's just me. I don't know.
Dude, it happened with GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64. I was so mad at one freaking map that I dreamt about how to finish it. And I woke up at like 5 in the morning to try it.
Dude, I'm totally laughing at you right now, man.
It worked, yeah.
There you go.
You dreamed about GoldenEye and Halo 2? Wow.
No, the best...
Wow.
To go off topic real quick, the best one was Shenmue for the Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah.
I was playing that game so much, right? There's a part where you have a job, and the job is to drive a forklift and transport these crates, right? So I dozed off, like, during the middle of the evening, and my wife was trying to wake me up, and I screamed at her, and I go, I'm not stupid. Leave me alone. I'm moving crates. And she's like, what did you say? And I'm like, I told you, I'm not stupid. Don't talk to me like I'm stupid, all right?
She leans over and smacks you. Smack.
I'm like, I'm working. I'm moving crates.
She smacked you, dude?
Oh, that's great.
No,
oh.
She didn't smack me. She was laughing.
Oh, my god!
And I'm getting mad at her because she's laughing at me.
That's awesome, man.
Like, I that don't is great. Know it's working. Yeah, so thank you, Shannon.
So Fat Stuff, you have some competition, man.
Yeah, dude. You're not the only Kid on the block.
Woke up and almost got in a fight with his wife, dude, over running a forklift.
Oh, yeah. Just trying to wake me up. I'm working. I'm on a forklift. Moving
That's
boxes.
Great, man.
And she's like, what did you say? I'm not dumb. All right? Don't treat me like I'm dumb.
Dude, I gotta go wipe my eyes before we continue, man.
Where the hell did that go?
Freaking Shenmue waking up, man. That's awesome. Oh, okay.
Wipe my eyes before.
Here we go. Okay. On to Burko.
Purple demon.
I think you're on, Revelation, right? You're up, dude.
I think you're on, fool.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah, I skipped you, actually.
Can't keep track. Okay, on to Burko, who says, this happened a while back before Halo 2 came out. My friends and I were waiting for a bunch of people to get to a LAN party. So, we decided to just mess around in Blood Gulch for a while. About 5 minutes into it, one of them had to go to the bathroom. I walked up to his character, jumped on top, and started twirling and jumping. Pretty soon, I noticed a warthog flying towards us at top speed, so I threw a grenade at the ground in its path. The grenade went off right as the warthog drove over it and launched the warthog straight at me and the guy whose head I was dancing on. I jumped, the warthog killed my friend below me, and launched me into the air. While in midair, I pulled out the rocket launcher and hit the warthog while it's still flying, killing the driver. I then fall to the ground and die from the fall damage. I suppose that's what I get from dancing on someone's head.
Nice. I just heard like the Mission Impossible theme playing through that whole one. That was awesome.
Yeah, nah, man. You gotta always keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
Keep your head on a swivel when you're in the battlefield, dancing on another person's head.
Burko, man, if you think more like Fat Stuff, if you like get into the game and think of it at night and think of it all the time, then you'll be set, man.
You'll be moving crates.
If you're like me and you dream, I know, right?
You too can move crates.
I want to get Fat Stuff on the show, man. Fat Stuff, email us. Podtagger@gmail.com, man. Email us. We want you on the show.
You're probably the only person that we've actually made an announcement like that.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops. I moved out of the show notes. So, yeah, man. Be on the show.
Okay, Loa, man. You're up, dude.
Your diary.
The evil one himself, Purple Demon 666. He says, hey, guys.
Evil.
This is the new poner himself, Purple Demon 666.
Hey, guys. Evil. Okay, on to the next one. No, go ahead.
One time, I was playing a CTF custom SWAT game on Warlock SWAT, and my team had just been killed. We all respawned at our base, and I see a guy walking through the hallway below us.
We responded.
I decided to throw a grenade at him, but when I chucked the grenade, it bounced off the enemy's head, came back in our direction, and killed my old team. If that wasn't bad enough, I had to sit through a one-minute penalty watching the enemy get the flag and score while laughing their butt off. I'd be laughing, too. That's a good one.
Nice.
I'll get it with this grenade, guys. Oops.
I know. Like, guys, we're going to win. Boom.
Everybody run.
Guys.
Are you?
Yeah, man. Whoops. That wasn't me.
JV Bizzle.
Yeah, man. Game Chaser.
You're off my team, Purple Demon.
002. I will probably send in stuff because even though I don't have a gamertag or an Xbox, I can still share my knowledge. This one time on Halo Customs Edition on PC, there's a map called Cold Snap.
Cold Snap! Whoopsh!
The new cologne by Vumocha of Cold Snap. And I'm guarding my team's flag in a mech. Wow, in a mech that appears on the map. Anyway, someone from the other team is coming at me in a jet. Aw, come on.
What? Dude, mech, a jet, what? What are you playing?
He was alone. First mistake. and I was trying. He was trying to kill me by shooting his jet gun at me. Second mistake. This guy must be fat stuff talking about another one of his dreams.
He's dreaming again.
This is the fat stuff show right here, man.
So I sit there and shoot my gun at him because even though he was out of striking range at the time, the way he was coming at me, I just knew he would come into my range and therefore feel my wrath of 1,000 armor-piercing rounds. He does this a couple of times, and every time he comes at me alone, he doesn't have his team sneak. Wait. He doesn't have his team sneak in with a pelican behind me. What are you talking about, dude?
Whatever this game is.
Pelican, Jets, Mechs. I don't know, man.
He doesn't have his team come in with a longsword and nuke me. But he just comes at me in a jet and doesn't shoot missiles. You know, he did say Halo Custom Edition PC. Maybe that, those are mods. I'm just going to think of these as mods. Anyway, so after the third time, he's as mad as Uber noobs, as the Uber noobs you'll find that go, "Oh my God, you hacker whore," which is pretty close to what he said. So he says I hacked the game and that I'm a camper. And that he's going to hack my router and cause crap to happen. Everyone on the map tries to tell him to put it aside and just play the game. So anyway, I left, came back 5 minutes later, he wasn't there. Needless to say, I didn't take chances. However, router security these days makes it harder to hack someone if you change your router off factory defaults. Also, I should point out that I am a better player than him, so I know which vehicles to use and not use. And B, I had a better vehicle. Enough said.
Wow. Dude,
you said quite a bit. Yet,
that's definitely much. Enough said.
I mean, it's like, whoa. I'm just, like I said, I'm assuming since it's a PC game that they made their custom mods. But, wow. That's the
game. Sounds pretty cool, though.
Yeah. You have mechs, you have, like, Optimus Prime walking around, you have freaking...
Autobots transform.
That's my, like, horrible sound of Autobots transforming.
Who did that noise?
What?
Me. Fumo. Okay.
Like, me. No, dude.
Autobots. Somebody
played, I'm ashamed, but yeah, me.
Just played the audio clip.
That's my side.
Nice.
I was telling Fu beforehand, I'm just a huge, huge Transformers fan, so that's what happens when I flip it open. It makes a little...
Nice. That's awesome.
I guess
dude.
So, man. Nice. Wow.
So did you cry when Optimus Prime died in Transformers movie?
I was very sad, and I had to seek professional help, which took probably about a month and a half before I was able to actually enter society.
Not for nothing, dude, but when I went to see that movie, and we all saw that he died, we were like, oh my God!
What?
Optimus Prime is dead!
Exactly.
And then, you know, this guy opens the Matrix, and the music comes on. You got the touch!
Cue up the hair metal! Yeah! Oh, I can't wait for the movie.
That was a Little John edition.
Yeah!
Anyway, okay. Pork chop.
Moving on. Well, let's get to skip down to Pedro, who says, I always see Podtacular people saying, keep on frying trucks. What is the origin of this, and what does it mean? Well, why don't we tell you?
Yeah.
The way this works is that back in the day, back when Spellcheck was on the show, and shout out to Spellcheck, by the way.
Spell Chisel.
Back in the Dizay, we were talking about, I was saying, what were we saying? He was saying, keep on like driving trucks or something, and I was like, keep on fragging noobs or something like that, and then we combined them together, like at the spur of the moment. And then for some reason that stuck, and we just keep saying forever. Yeah.
Fragging
truck. No, one of us was saying keep on trucking, and the other was saying keep on fragging.
Yeah.
And then we combined them together. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's been like freaking 8 episodes now where we've been saying that over and over, and some of you guys are like, what? What is that?
Dragon trucks.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Revelations had asked me about Team Bubble Bath, and I'm going to give a quick run.
Oh, there you go.
One time I had made a custom game, and I called it in, called Team Bubble Bath, and it was...
our voicemail line, right?
Yeah.
Which is what?
Zanzibar.
888.
206
Halo.
Yeah, 206
so, I mean, wait, 888 Halo.
206-888 Halo.
Hey. So I called in, and you know, joking around, and the map is Zanzibar. Weapons are needlers, and everybody has to be one team purple and the other team pink. And the object of the game is to play in the beach, in the water. And then you shoot each other with needlers. So it was like a, you know, retarded game, and we actually tried it. But the best was when I called, and like later that evening, Spellcheck calls me. And he's like, dude, that was the best custom game ever, man. Like, that was the funniest thing I ever heard. I was like, hello? He goes, oh, it's Spellcheck.
That's great, dude.
Yeah, that was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, and I said, you can't have a bubble bath without a needler or something like that. So, yeah,
it's the way it works,
that's where Team Bubble Bath came from. And it was only played once, so.
Oh.
I think it took, like, I think nobody ever won because they just kept going and going.
Okay. Well, wrapping it up, tune in next week, guys, for Podtacular Night at the Apollo, where we're going to read back the best Halo comedy people send in and give you an update on what's happening in the community within the Podtacular community or the greater Halo community.
Maybe some, by then, some people should be getting the EGM magazine that's going to have new exclusive Halo 3 information. So,
yeah,
according to them. According to Bungie, actually, it's going to have more pictures than that, you know, the images that were leaked.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Well, you can bet you'll hear us talking with a surprise guest host about what's going on with that. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactamundo. Also, sending your tips, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Yes, you. So unless you want us to talk about me, JVB's fantastic cricket skills, you should probably send something in. Dude, my cricket skills
are second to none.
This week, of course, we'll be looking for news and events in the Podtacular and greater Halo community. And any Halo jokes you want to send us. And we know you have plenty. We know you have plenty.
Yeah. Okay, so you can call our listener voicemail, of course, at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message, just like the ones we play back in the show. We play those back regularly at the Customs and Call-In show.
Yep. And please, don't call in with like 20 guys on Skype all yelling at the same time.
Be like, hey, I like pie. Yeah.
I like pie. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And guys, don't sound nervous on the phone. I have mentioned this before. You're amongst family. So be comfortable.
JVB's your cousin, man. Come on.
I could be some of your daddies, too.
Never know.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums that Captain Crump and Dialpex and Chevelle, they all keep that in check. We also have tournaments and other events going on every week that you can participate in.
For sure. And thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community site or contributing to our PayPal, helping out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you, I'll tell you what. And while I'm here, I want to thank Elevator Revelation for being on the show, man. Much obliged.
Exactly.
Very much, guys. It was a
pleasure,
awesome.
Pleasure to meet you, man.
And awesome. Tell us the site where they can learn more about LOA again.
You can check us out at xloax.com. The long version is legionoftheapocalypse.com, but who wants to type all that out, you know?
Exactly. Well, I could do that with one hand tied behind my back with my bottom lip.
Duct tape.
Duck.
Yeah. Duct tape. I mean, I'm so trying.
Let the drool flow freely, man.
I'm going to try it, send in pictures, and yeah. I told you guys.
We're going to put those on the side, man. The drool flowing freely.
Let your drool.
As I dream about Halo 2 updates.
I want to give a shout out of my own to a buddy of mine on my friends list called Rosami. Rosami. It's called Rockin' Sue 34. He actually started listening to the show recently, and he had he sent in something, but it wasn't up. It wasn't written in the show notes, so I'm going to read it for him. He did comment on the voice of Halo 1 and Halo 2 for the Master Chief, and he said that he preferred the voice from the original Halo instead of the guy who did Master Chief in Halo 2.
Okay.
And he also said that he would like to see jetpacks in Halo 3. So, you know, shout out to Rocket Suit 34.
Right on. Shout out to Origami Kid, Faison UK, Human Shield UK, and Wiggles. Okay, Wiggles.
Wiggles.
Yes.
Where the Wiggles were.
Fat stuff, Wiggles. Chunk, do the truffle shuffle.
What's that song? Dorothy the Dinosaur.
What? Dude, speak American, man. What are you talking about?
I can't even say the name. Dorothy the Dinosaur.
Dorothy the
Dorothy the Dinosaur.
I'll take your word for it, man.
Shout out to Spell Chick.
Wooka.
Yeah, man.
Chicka.
We miss you, brother. Where have you been, Spellchicka?
Come back.
Come back.
And shout out to Stayla Lem at Gamerscore Blog.
Stayla Lemon.
Stayla Lem fast up at Gamerscore Blog.
Gamerscore Blog. And of course, thanks to the one and only Cyclonic for editing the audio each and every week. Hey, Cyclonic, I want to thank you for the job you did this past weekend, bringing the Fumo Jive surprise out like on Sunday, you know, you did it like in a day, and you know that I'm sure was time consuming. So special thanks to you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it, bro. And until next time, guys. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm the man who is going to take over Ben and Jerry. JVB.
And I'm still the guy that has no follow-up to that.
Remember, guys, you take some Rocky Road ice cream and you put in Red Bull.
I'm so crying, man.
And I'm telling you, it helps you maintain concentration.
I think you
it's like Diet Coke and Mentos, man. It'll mess you right up.
Just don't shake it because it'll explode in your face and you'll have a marshmallow stuck up your nose. And it doesn't feel good.
I'll try to explain that to your family or the emergency room.
Dude, it took me 2 weeks to take that marshmallow out of my nose. So.
Dude, I'm trying to imagine what like a week and 4 days is looking like.
Oh, man.
It's green by that time.
It looked like I had cotton stuck up my nose, so. Yeah, just try it out, and next week, send us a message saying how you enjoyed the JVP show.
Please do.
Yeah. Keep on fragging milkshakes.
Keep on fragging trucks. See you guys next time.
Later.
There's only one thing left to say. Da-da-da-da!